Good Monday. Today's April the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's been in the news quite a bit now. Different cuts made in the federal government to staffing. USDA, no exception. We're going to take a look at some potential USDA staff reductions, what they're doing to help facilitate their employees, and some changes in structure after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has warned its 100,000-plus employees that major staff cuts are coming and offices will be closed and people will be forced to relocate if they want to keep their jobs. USDA employees have been given the option to quit with up to 6 months in pay if they choose to take it. USDA Office of the Secretary provided employees this week with new details on another deferred resignation program, the DRP 2.0, and offered some broad details about the larger shakeup in USDA staffing, citing the president's executive order in February implementing the Department of Government Efficiency Workforce Optimization Initiative. The memo warned of more cuts to come. And while final plans are still under development, the USDA aims to be transparent about what employees can expect. USDA plans to further reduce the size of the workforce and consolidate offices. That includes moving more people out of Washington, D.C. or the National Capital Region so staff can be, quote, closer to farmers, ranchers, foresters, and the consumers we serve. USDA will be looking to reduce both duplicative functions, especially in the business support, and eliminate unnecessary management layers. The department also will be creating or designating, quote, hub locations where staff will be placed with others who perform similar functions. USDA opened DRP 2.0 last Tuesday, and employees have until tomorrow to decide if they want to go on paid administrative leave with benefits. Employees that elect for the paid leave will be offboarded, terminated no later than September 30th of this year. And in response to questions, USDA spokesperson did not detail plans on the agency cuts, but highlighted the DRP 2.0 programs for employees. Now, under President Trump's leadership, USDA is being transparent about plans to optimize and reduce our workforce and return the department to a customer service-focused farm-first agency. By offering a deferred resignation program, we're giving employees the opportunity to take control of their next step in the federal service before any changes take place, the spokesperson said. The federal agencies also issued DRP 2.0 memos with deadlines for next week for staff to accept the offer. The USDA is offering the resignation program to both permanent and probationary employees, and USDA has sought to terminate thousands of probationary employees in February, but that move was overturned by a federal judge. Employees over the age of 50 with at least 20 years of federal service or any employee with 25 years of federal service also have the option to take early retirement as well, USDA said. Employees who do not take the DRP 2.0 will not be guaranteed employment. Based on social media posts, USDA employees are already being briefed about consolidation plans and a, quote, reduction in force and the RIF plans that the department would be implementing across agencies. The memo to USDA staff said, quote, at this time, we cannot give you a full assurance regarding which positions will remain or where they will be located after USDA's restructuring, but should your position be eliminated, you will be treated with dignity and will be afforded the protections in place for such positions. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines as average retail prices for all eight major fertilizers that are tracked by a DTN survey continued to be higher than last month. That during the last week of March in the survey, UAN32 was 6% higher compared to last month. That nitrogen fertilizer's average price, $423 a ton. That's up $26 from the $397 during the last week of February. Now, the remaining seven fertilizers had just slightly higher prices. DAP had an average retail retail price of $768 a ton. MAP was at $819 per ton. Potash at $462 a ton, while urea was at $565 a ton. 1034-0 came in at $650 a ton. Anhydrous ammonia, $770 a ton. And UAN-28 at $360 per ton. Now, if you break that down on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 61 cents a pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous was 47 cents a pound unit nitrogen. UAN-28 came in at 64 cents per pound, while UAN-32 was at 66 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Well, there's been a lot of talk about tariffs affecting the price of fertilizer, specifically the price of potash, as the U.S. gets most of its supply from the northern neighbor Canada. So we take an interesting look that the only fertilizer in the data with a significantly lower price than last year is potash. That price is 10% lower than it was 1 year ago, according to DTN data. Now, taking that into consideration, it's obviously good news for farmers already facing a 2025 growing season in which the margins will be tight and profitability could be difficult, but a lingering trade dispute into the second half of 25 could push potash prices higher for the 26 growing season. Now, three fertilizer prices are higher compared to where they were a year ago. UAN-28% is 1% more expensive. 1034-0 is 3% higher, while UAN-32 is 5% more expensive looking back to last year. The other five fertilizers are lower, with both DAP and MAP 1% less expensive, urea down 2%, anhydrous is 3% less expensive, and as we said, potash, that's 10% lower compared to where it was last year. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.